Today's Mishnah and Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Chet, Mishnah Dalet, and we've been talking about situations in which we have to worry about the Am Ha'aretz. We had now two different sets in which the previous Perek was talking about an Am Ha'aretz that comes into his house. And in this parak, up until now, we've been talking about where he left his things in the Rishos or in the Chotzer, which were shared with an Am Ha'aretz. And we saw that there was a tremendous difference because if it's in the Rishos of the Am Ha'aretz, then we have to worry about actual Tumas Midras and Tumas Madaf because of his wife, who we assume would be Tamea, like a Nida, and we don't trust on the dinim of Nida because he's an Am Ha'aretz. And because it's in his house and it doesn't cause ridiculous situations, we're also machmer ad kedei kach that we would have to be chayish for Tumas Meis and not only for the Tumas Stam Maga of an Am Ha'aretz. And because of that, you would actually need in those cases to have the Mechatas and Azaya Shlishi B'Shvi. So, getting back to questions of assumptions about what happened, well, this now requires an analysis of what is reasonable. So, a guy, that was a chaver, was meniach et beito patuach. He left his house open, unlocked, and he comes back home and it's exactly the way he had left it, or he had left the door locked and it's still locked, or even if he had left the door open and he finds it locked. In all of these cases, we have no reason to assume that anybody went into the house, because, I mean, if somebody went into the house and actually touched things and was looking through his, rifling through his drawers, was going to steal stuff, obviously we're talking about where we didn't find anything stolen, so we have no reason to think that anything else happened other than the fact that somebody cared enough to make sure that his house was closed. But how about if he had left it locked and he finds it open? So Rabbi Meir says, well, I mean, it must be that the house was broken into, and they ran around and they went through all of his things and touched things, and obviously they're Am Ha'aretz, and we have to assume that everything is tummy. The Chachamim say, no, why should we assume that if nothing was taken? So how do you explain the fact that if the house was looked through, nothing was taken? I mean, it doesn't make sense. So I agree that the house was broken into. I mean, who got the door open? But apparently, they decided that they're not going to steal anything. Maybe there was a siren outside. Maybe they saw it's a poor home. It doesn't even have a 60-inch TV hanging in the living room. Must be some religious guy's home. Nothing to steal here. And so they just walked out. So if there's no reason to believe that anything was stolen, because we looked around and couldn't find anything stolen, so they probably didn't touch things either. Eretz Rabbi Meir is more makbid on the chashash. Mishnah Hey, Eishet Am Ha'aretz shenichnasa l'toch beito shel chaver. We have another case where we know that somebody did go into the house, and yet nonetheless we have a right to assume that even though they're an Am Ha'aretz, they did not touch anything in the house. So the case over here would be, let's say there's a neighbor who hears a dog barking in the house, and apparently the dog is starving, and or she hears the kid in the house screaming and yelling and is scared being left alone in the house. She goes into the house to take either the son or the daughter or the guy's dog out of the house, and sort of, you know, as just a good neighbor, she's going to make sure that the kid comes down and so on. So even though you would think, well, she's got, you know, a good excuse for being in the house, so it would be a good reason to think that she touched things in the house. It's not true, because since she came in without permission in the first place, she's still very nervous. You know, I mean, like breaking into a neighbor's home because you hear their dog barking, you're going to be very careful that the guy shouldn't walk in and find you at his cabinet. So, you know, even though you can claim you went in to help his dog. So because of that, Abaye Tahor, and she would never have wanted nitfasa aler kiganav, and because of that, we assume that she was careful af al piken. Okay, the next mission is a bit more complex. I think maybe we, what do you say, Shmoo? Should we stop here? Boss? Should keep going?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Two Mishnah minimum.
Okay. So we did our two Mishnah minimum and look forward to being Zocha to do more quickly. Okay. Take care, everyone. May we have Besurot Tovot. May the Nisim continue to happen. May the Mahapach in the world continue to go, Bezrat Hashem, B'derech Yisrael. May the nations continue to sit open-mouthed and wonder, how is such a thing possible? All the things we told them couldn't happen, that they should be happening, doesn't make sense. Every last thing. So Bezrat Hashem, may it simply increase miyom liyom. Remember, kachi gulasam shel Yisrael, kima kima, and then it's a geometric progression. Kol tov, everyone, besurot tovot.